My family and I once experienced some car problems as we vacationed out west. As we went through the hassles of evaluating the situation, making arrangements for rental cars and last-minute motel rooms, I remember going through a time of, well, whining. You know what I mean. Those times when you grumble and complain that God doesn't seem to be paying attention or keeping up his end of the relationship. Well, in the back of my mind, I knew that those were all lies that Satan was trying to get me to believe, but I was discouraged. I felt helpless and alone. I was concerned for my family and how this would impact our long-awaited vacation. I had allowed myself to fall into a pit that blinded me to the reality of the promises of God for my life. Genesis 18:15 says, "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." God has told us repeatedly that he would stay with us every moment of every day. This isn't a flippant statement like you or I might give glibly to a hurting acquaintance. You know, if you need me, just give me a call. No, when God promises, it's an ironclad promise that he will not and cannot break, as we were soon to find out on our own vacation. As the vacation progressed, we saw God working in so many ways. We were able to make it home through a sequence of events, even though our van remained in the Rocky Mountains. And the capper happened when a friend approached me a few days after our return and offered us a car that a relative had given him with the instructions, "See if you can't find a ministry family that needs a car." You know, humble pie doesn't taste very good, especially when you have to eat it in front of God.